www.thebestofthebest.com.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight. This show, it's all about the red, white, and blue. And boy, we've got a couple of things that'll make the hair on your arms stand up, guaranteed, or you have no blood coursing through your body. I'm going to get to that in just a second. Before we do, though, a couple of quick notes on the show. We'll have a few days off here, and then we'll be getting it back up and kicking it into gear next week. Actually, we're just out 2 days, Sunday and Monday. When we come back on Monday, it could be interesting because in the case of Casey Anthony, who is being tried for the murder of Kaylee, her young daughter, who was 2 years old at the time when her body was ultimately found, what happens with this case? 4th of July weekend doesn't matter. The judge in Orlando has said from the start that he's pushing through. So just like they did on Memorial Day weekend, if they wrap up the closing arguments and whatnot, the jury could be hashing that out as early as Sunday. And very few women, I've said this before, have been put to death in this country. As of late, if you go back in the last couple of decades, and of course you had a period of time, too, where there wasn't the death penalty, but, you know, you're looking at less than 100 women, much less than 100 women. Many more men are actually on death row and are put to death. But this is a capital murder case. So if they do find her guilty across the board, then they jump into the penalty phase. And there is a good chance that she may, that's what the prosecutors were pushing for, get the death penalty. But first, of course, she has to be convicted. Will somebody say that there wasn't enough evidence? There wasn't enough evidence to convict her. You just never know. Most of it will center around chloroforming her daughter, the whole chloroform issue, and how many times that was looked up on the computer and whatnot. All right, so when we come back, probably we're going to be talking a lot about that. But I didn't want to forget our friends. So often we talk about Mother Nature, and here it is, a holiday weekend where people are happy and celebrating, going to parades, having cookouts, and going to baseball games. And in Minot, it's a much different situation there because the flooding is a nightmare. And they've got a shortage of places, frankly, to put people. I didn't realize. We knew it was bad. But in looking at photographs of it, it is, I mean, it's underwater. There are parts that are just completely underwater. And you think of those houses that were damaged beyond going back into and living. And you have Minot State University. You've got all kinds of schools that were slammed. And, of course, you look at North Dakota and you look at the river that went through the middle of Minot, and it's the fourth largest city, and they've got an incredible cleanup ahead of them because that flooding was deep. They had 10,000 people evacuated from their houses, and the river is going to keep that pressure on the levees, and they say that it's expected to do that until at least mid-July. See, it's a scary thing here because housing is tight. With so many people that are just having to live in cars, hotels, there's no availability, they're in campers or wherever. And this is the biggest city near this oil patch. So people are looking for roofs to put over their head with the apartments and the amount of houses that have been built in the last couple of years. There were a lot of people that were going there. And those people, of course, had to be evacuated. 4,100 homes were completely destroyed, and that's a setback for any kind of a city. So naturally, where are people going to sleep? What are you going to do in that situation? Of course, you can't find a hotel, can't find a shelter. You just got to bunk wherever you can. Hopefully you have friends that are in drier areas and state of an emergency, and then some, especially with the fact that this will continue deeper into July. The more water that you have and the longer it's up, obviously, the more damage you're going to have. And some of those homes, a lot of those homes, just will not be able to be repaired. And it's about getting the contents out. So now FEMA's dealing with it. And they're saying that this is one of the head of FEMA, one of the heads of FEMA said, it's one of the worst disasters. A guy who'd been with the agency for 20 years said one of the worst disasters as far as flooding that he's ever seen. And he's seen hundreds of disasters, saying that, you know, the homes are just filled with muck. That's when you've got water damage and you've got mud. And even when the water recedes, it's not livable. And the structural damage, you can be up to your eyeballs in structural damage. And sadly, some of these people didn't have insurance. So that certainly would make it a lot tougher as to what they're going to do after that. So we feel you, Minot. We wanted to let you know. We feel you. And I'm thinking about things that we can do on America Tonight, what we can do to help the people there. The problem is we've got the situation still with the tornado-ravaged areas. We've got other flooded areas. I mean, the need is just so great out there. Here in the United States, we're always talking about other countries, and we run to the rescue for everybody else. And not that Americans aren't doing that, but do they realize how bad it is there? In the meantime, quickly, I've got to say this at the top too as well, since we always inject a little sports into this show. The NBA lockout has officially started. This isn't a surprise. They didn't reach a deal. This was inevitable that part was going to happen. So the players are locked out. The collective bargaining agreement expires. And this is the second pro sports league now that is shut down because of the lack of negotiating an agreement between two sides. Let's see. Debt ceiling, Democrats and Republicans can't come up with anything. And the NFL and the NBA, they're in the same dire situation. I don't think, though, the NFL, this has been going on since March, I don't think the NBA is gonna be out that long. I don't think so. I think that they're gonna come up with something. I can't believe that David Stern, the master marketer that he is not gonna do what he can to wrap his arms around this and try to make something happen. They had a three-hour meeting on Thursday. They had a final proposal from the players. The NBA leader types said, you know, the people that they threw out there, said they wouldn't have, they would have raised the average player's salaries to $7 million in the sixth year of the deal, so the sides couldn't come close to the amount of money. It's always about the money. See the common denominator between the government, between these sports franchises? It is always about the money. Because of what's happened in the NFL, I just cannot believe that they will not figure out a way to make this happen before they get closer to a season. And they're not near the season, so there is a little bit of time to work with here. By the way, the last lockout reduced the 1998-99 season to a 50-game schedule. It's the only time the NBA missed games for a work stoppage. I don't think that happens this time around. Coming up, what's going to make your hair stand up? I got that one.
Are you ready for a mindset tune-up? Hi, I'm Julie Rahm, your mindset mechanic. We're living in a time of adversity and change where we must thrive, not survive. No matter how successful you are, there are roadblocks between where you are and where you want to be. If your career is going great, maybe your body's not fit or your intimate relationship stinks. Take back control of your life with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. You'll get the tools you need to overhaul your attitude and rebuild your dreams with the Mindset Mechanic on WebTalkRadio.net. It's smart radio.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Get past the people, get past the hip man.
I wouldn't be American tonight if we weren't talking about the debt ceiling. What's the latest there? Because Congress is going to work into the weekend, supposedly through the 4th of July holiday. We'll give you the scoop on that nonsense, because that's just white noise to me. But before we get to it, here's the thing that I think will really get under your skin, America. Listen, I don't care what you're, I always say this, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, I don't care what your religious beliefs are. We live in America, and the reason it's awesome to live in the United States of America is because there are people decades, centuries before us who fought for the freedoms that we enjoy. Remember the separation of, you know, state and church, getting away from a religious tyrannical beliefs in England. If you didn't agree with them, so in the United States, we could have lots of different religions. But now we've gone in this bizarre opposite direction. If somebody wants to pray, if somebody wants to say God, why can't they say it? Why in the Navy are they told in some circumstances not to use the word God or not to say Jesus? The chaplains are told that. They were told that at the Air Force Academy. I don't understand that. And where does it say anywhere that chaplains can't say that? Why? I mean, how did this become a deal? But that this story isn't about the military censoring the word God in some of the places where a chaplain is. Let's say whether it's in a situation of war or they're on a ship or wherever they might be. This is a different situation. Check this out. Just in a nutshell, you're burying a soldier. I don't care if it's someone from a veteran, somebody from a past war many, many years ago, or someone a little bit more current, let's say, somebody from Iraq or somebody from Afghanistan. So in Houston, because this is the 4th of July weekend, it's worth bringing this up now. As was pointed out to me by a listener, the great Kathy O'Connor McPherson, this is crazy. And it's definitely true because I legged this down to make sure that this was right. In Houston, where they're in the Houston National Cemetery, you have military soldiers from all different wars. Now when people are having funerals, they have soldier funerals, they're told during these funeral ceremonies not to say the words God or Jesus. The woman who was heading up some of these ceremonies, because let's say you have somebody who doesn't have family or somebody asked you to do it, the woman's name is Marilyn Copen. She's the secretary of the National Memorial Ladies. It's just a group that attends these funerals at the cemetery because sometimes they have nobody. And she was told that they can't say God bless you at a funeral when they approach a family member of the person who's died, if the family members are there, because sometimes there isn't anyone. And they can't use the word Jesus at all. And in the ceremonies, they cannot do that. I mean, how crazy is that? I don't understand that. They have homeless veterans. Sad situations where they are burying people. And so these women say a prayer, or they say God bless you, or they say the name of God or whatever. That's just ridiculous. It's just asinine. Why is that happening? It makes no sense. Why are they being censored? But it's just another string of ridiculous things that for freedom of speech only works one way, I guess, versus the other way. And it's like I said, I don't care what your religious beliefs are, but shame on you if let's say you were an atheist. Shame on you if you think that these women shouldn't be able to say God or God bless you when they're doing something with, especially some of these homeless vets, let alone anything else with these ceremonies. It's just wrong. It's not meant in any kind of offensive way, of course. Why is that considered to be offensive? I don't know. What do you think? I think that people should bombard them with notes and tell them they're wrong. They are dead wrong. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff.
Kate, what's on your mind tonight? And I told you that NBA would go on strike, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, but we all knew that. That's known. They knew that was there was going to be a lockout. We've known that for months. It's just a question of, are they going to really come back before the season, or are we going to have this drawn-out drama like we do with the NFL? That I don't know for sure.
Come on, I think you're supposed to look in your crystal ball and tell everybody the truth.
Well, the truth is from any of the, I call it legwork, from having conversations with people, which doesn't mean they know for sure, because you can always have a twist of events once you get into a negotiating situation. So Billy Hunter hasn't told me this, but I don't think they will get to the point like the NFL has. I think there's a full season on tap for the NBA. The NFL was different. It's different. I don't necessarily believe everything that's being pumped out. I don't think we're going to have an NFL.
I think you're wrong, and I think the coach would agree on Dallas, because I met him. He's from Detroit originally.
Yeah.
Who won the championship.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I think there's going to be a bit long strike.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see. We'll see if we have a long strike or we don't. What are you hoping for? You're hoping that there is NBA, right?
Yes, so I can work in America. I'm not going to go to the Space Needle. I'm going to go to Boeing Field on Saturday.
Ooh, that'll be fun because you're making a trip to Seattle for this weekend, aren't you?
Yep, and I'm going to Michigan in October, Kate.
Ooh, where are you going to go, in Detroit?
Yep, go see the Detroit Lions.
Well, then you better hope that there's NFL. That would be fun.
If it's not, it's your fault. I can offer
that. It's my fault.
Where's Jeff tonight? I haven't seen Matt.
We've got two incredible people behind the show. There's two. I need two sticks of glue to put America Tonight together. We have Donovan Madsen, who works with us, and Matt, who works with us as well. So there's two of them.
Yes, and I haven't seen Matt lately, and I was just wondering.
He works different nights, so that's the only reason why. He's out celebrating probably right now somewhere in Minneapolis.
Would you tell him I asked about him?
I will tell him that. Thank you, Jeff. You have a great and safe holiday weekend. Have fun in Seattle. Seattle is a really great city. All right, I mentioned, of course I have to do the obligatory payoff on this one after unloading about the cemetery and not being able to say God or bless you or any of that kind of stuff. What's going on? What's the latest with the debt ceiling? Okay, the latest is this. The latest is that they, being those on the Hill that you have elected, might be staying late and burning the midnight oil through the 4th of July weekend. Maybe there's some incentive here and something different takes place. One can only hope, right? So the Republicans and the Democrats don't seem to be any closer. Is Congress going to reach a deal earlier than the Treasury deadline, which was the beginning of August? Is that just a kind of a scary tactic thing? You know, it's like when somebody's chronically late, you lie to them and tell them that they have to be there 2 hours earlier because you know they're going to be late, so then they're right on time. So is the idea that they're messing around with the timeline, is little Timmy Geithner messing around with that and trying to play chicken with it to see if he can make something happen? Because a lot of people are kind of stuck in limbo until something happens here as to is there going to be a debt limit deal or not? And I think that there's a good chance that it comes right down to the wire again. So the Democrats say any deal to raise the debt ceiling has to include revenue increases. The Republicans say, no, that's not going to pass. That's not what they want. And the White House is putting all kinds of things on the table, mostly the fact that over the next decade, they're going to pull out itemized deductions for anybody above the 28% tax bracket. So they're going to eliminate subsidies for oil and gas, for corporate jets, for interest on investments. That's what they want to happen, although it's not going to get the number that they want. Quickly, here's Dick Durbin, and also check out what Senator Pat Roberts from Kansas had to say about the deficit.
If we can't bring revenue to the table, we're not going to have a serious conversation about dealing with this deficit. And what we have identified in the last few days, on the floor and off, are ample opportunities for us to save money in our tax code.
All right, they're sticking to the tax code thing. That was Dick Durbin. We're going to let you hear what Pat Roberts had to say on the flip side. But I don't think the Republicans are going to agree to that. You know, could they split the difference somehow? I don't know. I think it comes down to the wire. That's for certain. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Email's coming up next.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Purify your life today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
All right, just a reminder to everybody listening to America Tonight. Next week we're going to give away our leather jackets. So I'm serious about this, and we have compiled a long list, and I'm going to start to go through them, of course, next week when we come back. But brushes with fame. If you had a cup of coffee with one of the former presidents, let's say, maybe you were on a putting green and George Bush came up behind you, one of the Bushes, George Bush or his father, and said, nice putting there, or just said hello, whatever. You've had a brush with fame. It could be a political figure, an entertainer, an actor. Who knows? Maybe you smoked a cigar with Rush Limbaugh. I don't know. Maybe you're on a plane with Glenn Beck, and he talked your ear off about what was wrong with America. It's a brush with fame. Send it to me, americatonight.net. Click on the email. Boom, you're done. You're in. We take your name. We put it in the hat. We have a drawing next week, next Wednesday, for the leather jacket. It is sweet. Evel Knievel jacket with a big American flag on it. You will love it. So don't hesitate to participate in that one. And we've probably got about, I want to say, maybe 40 entries in there. And you don't know, you know, who knows who we're going to pick. So you might be the lucky winner. I wanted to say this, that we also, if you go to the website, you can see us on a thing called Pal Talk. So now I'm on the web, and You might see me in my San Antonio t-shirt waving to you right now, for example, if you are watching us on AmericaTonight.net, if you're going there, right? So what a crowd. They also chime in on the chat, and Cop threw something out because we were just talking about the situation with this military cemetery in Houston where you can't say the words God bless or Jesus or, you know, anything religious. I don't understand. I go back to really what I believe to the core because I try to be open-minded. If you're going to be open-minded about one thing, how can you say if people want to say God or want to say Jesus, how can you censor that? If you're an atheist, if you're agnostic, if you're Muslim, if you're whatever you are, why would you deny letting somebody use that? I don't see the harm in that. I don't see the harm in that, especially with these homeless vets who have nobody, nothing, nobody to even say, gee, here you are in the ground, thanks for your service. Sadly, to be blunt, that's what's happened. And Cop pointed out that 43%, and he's right, those numbers I think are dead on, 43% of veterans are now homeless. Then what happens when they die? Nobody knows, nobody cares, nobody knows who they are, trace back to try to find the family, whatever. And so there are people that have come forward to try to put together a little ceremony for them, at least recognize them, something, just something. And I think it's just dead wrong what they're doing in Houston, and I do not understand for the life of me. I think it's the most cockamamie thing of all the censorship areas. Okay, so you're in class and you can't say under God, or you're out at the football field and you can't say a prayer. And now it's come to where you can't bury someone, a homeless vet or someone who's not homeless, and say that word. You can't say the word. I don't know. And because it's 4th of July, it just makes me think of the freedoms and think of religious freedoms, any freedoms that we enjoy. And religious freedoms fall into that category, to be sure. All right, here's the other thing. Senator Pat Roberts, Republican from Kansas, short and sweet. Here's what he said about Obama and the deficit.
Now he says it isn't worth his time to come down and talk to Republicans. I remember when he talked to Republicans before, and all we got was a lecture. So maybe if he just take a Valium and calm down and come on down and talk to us, why, it might be helpful.
Do you like what he said? Did you catch the tail end of maybe he takes a Valium and just comes on down and talks to him? It might be helpful. All right, so let's head out to Don in Wyoming. He's never on a Valium. He's probably on 5-hour energy. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Hello. I'm here.
Why would Obama need a Valium? He's got better stuff than that. Darn, everything else. Jeez.
There you go.
Anyway, he can come down easy, so I'm just kidding. Hey, anyway, though, now that 5-hour stuff, I tried that once. It makes me really edgy. I don't know why. So
I think it's not great for you. I think that there is something to that formula that's not good. I just read a story where somebody, I think it was a woman who took the 5-hour energy shake, into the ER, it was almost feeling like she was overwhelmed, a humongous panic attack. So I think it does make some people edgy.
Yeah. Hey, as for no God, speaking of God and stuff, how far have we got to go before this being politically correct is going to, take us? I go into places and somebody's playing country music and I just want to punch inside. You want to turn inside out. It just drives me bananas, But they got a right to listen to their country music, I go in there, I buy whatever I got to buy and I leave, I put up with it, it's just this politically correct crap's got to stop. He's atheist heathen, so what? If the majority of the people in America want to believe in God, sorry, you're not part of it. That's your choice. You ought to be thankful you live in a country that you can have that choice, All right, have you got a drum roll, Kate? I've got a great announcement for you tonight. Are you ready?
Okay, Donovan's always on the ball, but you're asking him to pull the magic trick together here. Yeah, we'll see if Donovan has a drum roll. Donovan, do we have a drum roll maybe somewhere at his fingertips? That might be hard. Okay, what's your announcement?
I got a declaration for you here, okay?
Okay.
If Mitt Romney or John Huntsman win the presidency, there will be beer in America still.
Woo! I like the applause better. Yeah. They like it in Minnesota. That's beer drinking country.
Hey, yeah, I actually heard someone think the other day, oh my gosh, if a Mormon went to the presidency, they'll outlaw beer. We got plenty of beer in Utah and Idaho and other predominant Mormon states. Kate, they'll be beer still. You know, it's just amazing. It's not like these guys are going to come in and institute their religion, you know. I don't know. It cracks me up, some of the misbeliefs or whatever, you know. So, hey.
Well, but you know what? But let me stop you there. That's the thing. That's what I asked you. Huntsman, Mitt Romney, is the idea of being a Mormon still just so out there for some people because of the things they don't understand, Don, that would affect even the possibility of getting enough votes? What do you think? You think people? I think people don't understand. I think they are misinformed.
Now, you know what? We got these guys that are out there. I did it. They're called missionaries. You know, you can invite them in and have a chat with them, learn the basics. You don't have to join the church. They'll kind of try to twist your arm. It's just, oh man, I just don't want to join the church. I just want to learn a little bit about you guys. You know,
there you go.
But you know, you can call in and ask Kate. I'll try to answer questions basically and evenly. You know. I don't want to say that I'm not a spokesman for the church, you know, I'm not a church scholar, but, there's just simple beliefs that, you know, people may not understand, you know, and alcohol is one of those. Mormons don't believe in drinking, we don't believe in smoking, we don't believe in doing drugs, and I'm fortunate to say that's one of the few of the commandments that I've lived my whole life. I've never done any of those things, I've never had a desire. I, at a young age, just decided I was not something I want to do, and unfortunately, I've been. It's just not something I'm ever tempted with, and that's not to say if somebody else wants to go have a beer, hey, you know what? That's your right. Have a beer. Hell, Kate, I'm for dropping the age from 21 to 18 for people that go in the military. You know. You know what I'm saying? You got guys that are going in, giving their life for their country at 19, 20 years old. You know what? If they want to have a beer, they ought to be able to have a beer.
I agree. That's so ridiculous.
Maybe that would be an incentive for people to join the military, you know?
Join the military because you'll be able to drink.
And here's another one. Have I thrown this one at you yet, Kate? I've been thinking, you know, they're having a big problem right now with high school drivers, you know, young kids that are just starting out driving. And you know, I was there. You've been there, Kate. You know, you drive better now than you did back then, and I do.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, and at that age, you think you can conquer the world or whatever. And you know, these kids think they can text and drive. And right now, automobile accidents are the second leading cause of death amongst teenagers in America. So Obama, you know, is really banging on this thing about only 70% of students are graduating high school. So I got a new one for you. Hey, guess what? You can't drive until you've graduated high school. Oh, we'd be like the rest of the world, Kate. You know, you can't drive till you're 18 in Japan, in Europe, most countries in Europe, you know. But, I mean there'd probably be parents that would go bananas like, oh, my gosh, I got to be a parent for my kid when he's a teenager in high school. I got to take him to everything, you know. Or the insurance companies, of course, just love to make money off those youths. And all the young drivers, you know. But think about it, Kate. Maybe that would be an incentive for them to go, hey, I want to be able to drive my life, so I better graduate high school. Good idea, you know. But, hey, listen, I want you to have a wonderful 4th of July. We are still, and I've been a lot of places in the world, hands down, the greatest country on this planet. And
yay, I agree with you. Absolutely. Don, you have a good one, too. Absolutely. You know, that's the thing. We can be sarcastic, we can be cynical at times, we can get on our soapboxes and vent, but I think the common thread among all of us, at least those that have come to the America Tonight family, is that we all believe we truly have a great country. Check in the mail next.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Tonight, quickly, my bipartisan, or how about nonpartisan? I'm saying nonpartisan burger. Here's what you do. Flatten that burger out. I am the queen of the burgers, trust me. Flatten that burger out if it's going on a grill. Don't make the big puffy ones because I don't think they turn out right. It's different if you're grilling it at home or you're making it at home on a frying pan or something. So if it's on the grill, flatten it out, salt and pepper it, put soy sauce all over it. Don't soak it in it, but, you know, coat it in it. Also, add a little dash of garlic unless you absolutely hate garlic. Put some Parmesan cheese around it. And also, stick a piece of Swiss cheese in the middle of it and then put whatever kind of cheese you want on top of it. And you will like this burger, my friend. I think there's something about the soy sauce and the Parmesan and also the salt and pepper that really gives it that kick, but not too much. It's just, so it's not ridiculously crazy tasting. It just tastes good. It tastes good when you throw maybe a piece of lettuce and some tomato and onion on it. That's my burger. So I just gave you the secret to the nonpartisan burger, since nobody can seem to get it together. Certainly not in Washington, the Democrats and Republicans, as usual, tearing each other apart. And since we don't have that option of the third party right now, we're stuck. We're stuck with what we got in D.C. other than leaning on them every single chance you get. Because the more you squeal, the more things change. And it's a fact. Nobody believes that, but how many guests even have we had on who are politically based people, think tank people, people who used to be involved in politics, whatever. And the common thing that they will all say, it's the one thing, well, what can we do? How do we make this an issue? How do we let the people know in Washington that we're serious? And they all say the same thing. Call your congresspeople. Call your senators. And that's it. It's like a phone tree. If you have enough people that bombard them, then things go in a different direction. All right, so this is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. You got my burger recipe. Run with it. Or maybe you have a good one of your own. If you want to share that, feel free. Fling it on the air to us, 800-259-5791. But without further ado, let's check the mail.
DeMille is here!
Ooh! Homer Simpson. I bet he's got a good burger recipe. All right, here's one from Jennifer listening to us in South Africa. We like Jennifer. She won something. I don't know how long ago it was. Maybe it's been a year, but she won something on the show. I can't even remember what it was, but she was excited. So she says, hi, Kate. This is your faithful fan writing to correct you, although I'm sure somebody already has. It's just that I listened to you through the archives due to the time difference here. First hour, 32 minutes. I love how she had it exactly. You said it's been 9 years since the car crash of Lady Di. I beg to differ with you on this. I remember as if it were yesterday. We were in a restaurant in Ensenada, Mexico, having dinner when my baby was only about 4 months old. She was 14 today. I stand corrected. I must have had a mental slip there because I certainly remember very well where I was when that car crash happened. I was in New York City with two friends at dinner. We were at the U.S. Open. We were there for the U.S. Open, and somebody ran into the restaurant and screamed that Princess Di had been killed in a car crash in Paris. Wow. And the reason that story, by the way, even came up is because I asked the question that everybody asked, I think. I'm sure everybody's talking about it. I just happened to see the magazine cover when I was at the checkout counter when I was doing that self-service thing that annoys me to death. Ooh, I need that human contact. I hate it, but I'll do it. So I went through the self-service thing, you know, where everything beeps. You have to place your item in the bag. And while I was placing my item in the bag, I saw the Newsweek cover where Princess Di was on it and said, you know, it was her 50th, and Kate Middleton, who would be her daughter-in-law, was walking next to her. And some people thought it was ghoulish and tasteless and ridiculous and whatever. Tina Brown, who's the editor-in-chief of that magazine now, because magazines are in such hard times and written material, she's going to do whatever she can, I think, whatever she can do to make the magazine pop and sizzle and get some publicity. So she got the intended desire there, but I thought it was kind of tacky. Not to write an article or retrospective of her life or what she did or where she would have been and what life would have been like if she had lived and all that stuff. Just the cover, I thought was, yeah, I didn't like the cover. Almost if they had just even had a picture of Diana or any whatever picture. I think to me it was not so much as this is how she'd be at 50 and there she is walking with Kate Middleton. I think it was the Kate Middleton thing, like having her walk with her because it's like, oh, that's so sad. She didn't see her kids grow up, didn't see her son's wedding, and this would have been her daughter-in-law. I don't know. I thought it was tacky. But look, we're talking about it, so. So thanks, Jennifer. Absolutely, you are correct. I don't know what made me say nine, because I remember it very, very well as well. And she says, your faithful fan. Well, we're glad that you listened to America Tonight in South Africa. She says it's like a little slice of home for her. All right, let's go to this one. This is Michael Tomlinson. Kate, I can't believe it. The NBA locking out Really, do you think this is going to turn out to be a situation just like we have in the NFL? It's so hard to swallow this when you know it's just about money and these people make so bloody much of it while the rest of us are struggling. It makes you get turned off to sports almost. Do you feel that way? I think it's dangerous for the players and the owners to have this brawl of the collective bargaining agreement that goes on and on and on because of what he just said. When people are struggling, unemployment really is more than 9.1%, although, okay, that's the official number. As much as you may know that everybody on your block seems okay, they're not. Because then you find out the true story, or you find out that someone is working in a call center, plus they're a teacher, plus they work at the perfume counter on the weekend. Oh, yeah, and they have three kids, and they're trying to shuttle them around and make sure the kids don't feel like their parents aren't around. I mean, there's a million stories out there, and many of you have shared those stories of even trying to find work. So here's the thing. It is tough. It is tough to feel. You know, sports is the outlet for so many people. I say this all the time. You have to have an outlet, even if you're passionate about whatever it is, politics, you're sick of it, you want to fight the big good fight, you know, you want to get the word out that we're not going to take this nonsense anymore, whatever it is, you take a break somehow, I hope. I hope that you're not all so wound up so tight that you can't go off and watch sci-fi movies or enjoy smashing a golf ball around, or you're out there watching some sporting events or whatever it is. So the bottom line is this is the great release for many people that they can cheer on their hometown team. And they have their whole life, and maybe their father watched the team and took them to their first ball game, took them to their first hoop game, you know, whatever it might be. So now you're taking away a piece of life that gives somebody that moment of relaxation, peace, lets them unload in a different way and not think about all the problems they're dealing with. And when they make so much money, it inevitably creeps in there where you just want to say, listen, I'm done, because how much money do they need? How much money is out there that they can't solve this problem? I don't get it. And I think people are really going to feel that way with the NFL, especially if what happens, what I think is going to happen, happens, and I hope it doesn't, because I would rather see an NFL season. But if the NFL season is partially canceled or completely canceled, that won't be good for the NFL. And that's not lost on the commissioner, trust me. Roger Goodell knows that. And David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, knows that as well. So there's a lockout now, but I think the NBA is smarter. I think that they'll come back and won't lose any time. The NFL, it's a different story. They are not happy. They are locking horns, and I don't see an end in sight to this one. Happy 4th of July to all of you listening to America tonight. Please drive safely out there. If you're going to drink, oh, I know it's so corny to beat you up about this, but just give the keys to someone. Let them drive you home. Have a good time and don't worry about it. Let someone else handle the responsibility. So be safe and have fun.